Here's a typical EM photograph of single strands of nuclear protein, revealing the beads on a string appearance. The spacing of the nucleosome cores is difficult to define precisely. In various published studies, it seems to range broadly from about 150 to 350 angstroms. These spacings are larger than the spacing in our model, which is a mere 120 angstroms. This might, for me, have been another cause for consternation, but if you look at this picture, you'll see immediately that there are problems with the preparation of the material. First of all, it's clear that the DNA has been tremendously degraded. Even in this single small electron micrographic field, we see a free end, which merely illustrates what would otherwise be self-evident, that a 6.4 times 10 to the 9th base pair genome cannot be isolated intact, but will be badly fragmented regardless of the technique used to extract it. I am going to dare to propose that these pictures all show individual strands of duplex DNA, which, once released from the tetraplex nuclear environment, immediately assume the most stable known conformation for the unconstrained DNA duplex, namely the Watson-Crick right-handed helix. Why? That is, if, as I believe, the new histone structure I have proposed is thermodynamically favorable, why should it disappear merely because the cell is disrupted? The answer I would suggest is that, while a new proposed structure does exist in a free energy valley, it has a high free energy barrier to formation. To speak more simplistically, it is as highly ordered and non-random as a structure could possibly be, requiring for its stability that all components be present and properly arrayed. If any part of it is disrupted, the rest quickly follows, as the individual parts all scramble to assume the conformations they are accustomed to when existing separately. For DNA, this is surely the Watson-Crick double helix. This then wraps itself around the octamer core, exactly as it does when nuclear protein is reconstituted in the laboratory, giving essentially the structure portrayed in the Luger et al. Crystallographic study. The spacing between octamer cores will then be more or less random, which explains the large discrepancies seen in different electron micrographs. This spacing, however, may perhaps be influenced by the positive charges of the N-terminal strands, which will repel each other, giving a spacing of twice that shown in my new histone model, as illustrated by the following demonstration.